everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am going to be with you for about 55 minutes. A great show today, a show about an organization that needs as much publicity as they can get, and I hope I help them. They're called the Not-for-Profit Center. They'll give you all their official titles and all that. You know what you're dealing with me. I can't even remember my title. Oh, it's Bill. Please stay tuned, most especially if you're connected in any way with a not-for-profit. Now, I was fortunate enough, and I mean that sincerely, to work for UCP of Western Mass, a not-for-profit who deals with people with special abilities. And I will tell you, it was an eye-opener for me going into that world. And I hope that you stay tuned. And not only that, if you can, support some of these not-for-profits. They do a lot of great work, really and truly. So without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour. I am also bilingual. I'm going to start with Michaela, and then we'll jump up. Michaela, sure. Please introduce yourself and your official title.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Hi, Bill. Thank you for having us on. I'm Michaela Donovan, and I am the Associate Director of the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires.
And this lady that I think hung the moon, please introduce herself.
Hi, Bill. I'm Liana Toscanini. I know it's a mouthful, so it's better that I say it myself. No. And I'm the founder of the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires.
And in the old fat guy's book, Fat Ball Guy, that's me, Liana is a special person for doing this and all that they do. And we're going to talk about it today because, my first question to both of you, it couldn't drive me nuts because I'm already there, but it's really bothered me. What is the Trump realignment? Will that hurt not-for-profits?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Sadly, because we didn't have enough challenges. Mm-hmm. The federal funding, not every nonprofit receives federal funding. You have to be of a certain size and type. But those nonprofits who receive federal funding are really worried that it will be cut, and we're already seeing some of those cuts. Additionally, which is an even greater threat to democracy, the law that was passed that can name a nonprofit a terrorist organization if its policies and mission goes against the current administration, which could include environmental things, for example. We're bracing for what is going to be announced on Earth Day this week. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Those nonprofits can have their nonprofit status revoked, which means donations to that nonprofit would not be tax deductible. So that's a major concern. We're going to see what happens. They're threatening Harvard with that now, Harvard University. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot to be concerned about, including the tariffs, because they're affecting the stock market. So, you know, people who had extra money to donate may not anymore. Mm-hmm. It's a mess all the way around. And of course, the need is going to be tripled because of all the people affected.
Yeah.
And that's what nonprofits do. They support people, you know, people in the community, the underserved, right?
Yeah.
People who need to eat, people who need housing, people who need
transportation for handicapped people.
Yeah. That's so many things.
Yeah, I mean, the list of not-for-profits for the audience and viewers and listeners is and you know this, it's non-ending. I mean, in all of them that I know of, and now let me caveat, all of the ones that I know of and work with or support or have on the show, they're all contributing far more than they're gaining. Trust me when I tell you. I'm sure my friend Liana works only 40 hours a week. If you believe that, I have long, blonde, curly hair. But seriously, I had to ask that question. I think I knew the answer. But I want the public to hear that, so the public can be, they can be counted on to step up. I mean, I plan on doing that. I'm not, a rebel. I'm not this. I'm just a person who knows of agencies and organizations who give so much more than they ever gain.
And sometimes people don't realize how pervasive nonprofits actually are.
Oh, yeah,
Oh,
definitely.
yeah.
You're probably born in a nonprofit hospital. You
Yeah.
go to a nonprofit school. You go to a nonprofit camp. You visit the museum or the park
Your
or the.
food comes from a nonprofit
Yes.
farm. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yes.
and I mean
It's
it's
everywhere.
not to, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you.
No, I was just saying.
Yeah.
Nonprofits are the bedrock of civil society, right? If you want a society where everyone is taken care of and we can enjoy the arts and other things like that, that's what it is. And it's pervasive and it
Right.
makes our community a better place. And so the hope of every nonprofit is that regular people will step up, that people who donate will not stop,
Right.
that people who may not be involved just yet, like you, Bill, and Michaela serves on a couple of boards, and
Yeah.
certainly I work those 40 hours a week. Yeah, we need everyone now, of course.
And I do want, and let's have a plan in our heads for like end of June, maybe begin when all of this hits, to have you back on to see the ramifications, to let the people know. A good friend of mine is Lisa Torrey from retired senior
RSVP.
volunteers. Yeah, because I fall into all three categories. I'm retired, I'm a senior, and I do volunteer. But she was concerned about cutting. Don't they realize what RSVP volunteers do? Half of these not-for-profits couldn't afford to have the people who volunteer to go there. Shakespeare Company, Colonial, Barrington Stage, Mass Mocha, all these. It just drives me, well, I can't say drives me nuts. I'm already there. But Michaela, I was saying to Liana, this, you got a week. Holy mackerel. I read this thing you sent me. You better bring a sleeping bag. God.
True.
Starting on the 28th, and your whole let's go into give a both of you give us a 30,000 foot overview of what your organization does. I know because I've had Liana on before, and
Well, what's interesting, Bill, is what's kind of cool right now is I'm getting to learn that in real time because I've only been with the organization for about a month. And so I met Liana last year when I was consulting for a different nonprofit. And then, she reached out to me and we started working together. And it's been really interesting to watch and to learn about the nonprofit center because it seems like such an obvious need. And to the fact that she created, I would say only almost a decade ago, is amazing that these nonprofits kind of functioned without it. Because it really is a res an incredible resource for the nonprofits in the county. And so in watching what she does on a daily basis, which up to now has really been I would say like heavily a one-woman show and a small team of people and the board. Making this happen. It's a ton of very sort of what I would call high touch in-person work of meetings, consulting, giving advice, listening to the needs of the sector. We had a meeting a couple weeks ago with Representative Lee Davis coming to do a
Sure.
listening session with a bunch of executive directors about this exact thing you're talking about. What are the needs that are happening right now in the community? What's going on with the administration in DC? What can we advocate for in the State House in Boston that will help our county and our sector? So the nonprofit center not only is she and we doing this kind of high touch work and specific work with our nonprofits, but it's also facilitating gathering, facilitating community. and connection? Where can we share resources? How can we think outside the box? And part of that are the couple of events we'll talk about today that we have coming up as well. But that I would say it's a huge connector organization for the sector in the county.
And it's necessary. You know, I mean, there's some things that, you know, I even question, is that really necessary? You know, but in this case, this one woman organization initially has helped so many people find their way. You know, sometimes not for profit, we have myself. A person coming from for profit or the government or whatever, and they go into nonprofit and they go,
Yeah.
I mean, I
I
walked around
know.
like, for like 2 months doing that, and they said, please close your mouth, you're catching all the flies.
Yeah.
But, what you've done, Liana, I mean, and I know you get embarrassed, but you deserve the kudos you get, because how many people have benefited from this? How many
Well, I will
agencies?
say it's pretty gratifying work. We have a lot of new, younger executive directors, which you may have interviewed on the
Yep.
show. People like Michaela, let's say the previous generation, the next generation, I should say, coming into these leadership spots, and they need some advice, they need connections, they need referrals, they
Yeah.
need all kinds of things. And I just think it's great that there's a place you can call and get help, which
Yes.
was the thing that I noticed was missing, right? And I thought it would be great to just have a center, and whatever it is you need, whether it's a workshop or advice or just to get together with other executive directors in the same position as you are, it seems, and then we have the Giving Back Guide and the awards event. We have all kinds of things that we do,
Yeah.
probably 2 dozen programs now.
Wow.
But so we have something for
Yeah.
everyone. Not everyone participates in legislative town halls or, the
Yeah.
Giving Guide. But the other job that we have, of course, is to connect all that to the community at large, right? Because that's,
Yeah.
we have to leverage those assets.
Yeah, and the thing is, when you take on a job and a task. And I add this word because some people don't put the responsibility of what you guys are doing. Like I said, it's helped untold people, people who had wonderful ideas didn't know how to execute them. You know, and
Yeah,
that's.
we do help. We do also help a lot of startups. And it's interesting, the worse times get, the more startups there are because there are more needs and things are falling through the cracks. And so I always find that very interesting that there's
Yeah,
this
isn't that?
big
Yeah,
echo.
you know, I like I said, we've Liana and I have been on this. We've done the couple of shows before, and I always left li saying, you know, we got to do more. I mean, not you guys, me, as far as getting the word out. You know, I mean, basically, we let Liana take from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. for rest. It's back to work.
That's why she's sick right now, because she's
Yeah.
working so much
Yeah.
and
I
still
wore
wore
out.
myself plum out. Yes.
Well, I just went to Easter with the grandchildren, and I've got two new friends, Ben Gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They used
It's
me for,
true.
you know, I'm 70, gonna be 78 years old. They used me for a jungle gym. You've got some really interesting events coming up the week of April the 28th. And the show is yours. You take it in any direction you want to go. But I have those. I did my homework because I know
Michaela, which one do
Liana.
you want to take?
I'll take Get On Board. Yeah,
Yeah.
so that we're having a Get On Board event. This is our second. We had one last year, the
Yeah.
very first one. This is going to be on April 29th. I want to make sure I get the correct time spell. April
April
Tuesday,
20,
April
8:30.
29th, 8:30. Yep, to around 10, 10:30, 10:30, we're going to say. This is going to be held at Shakespeare and Company in the Tina Packer Playhouse lobby. So there's a lot of
Wow.
space, which is nice.
Yeah.
And we will have some coffee for people and little breakfast nashes provided by a company called After Hours that does a lot of community engagement. They're sort of a pop-up restaurant, so that's nice. And this is really an event to, I think nonprofits struggle sometimes to find board members, and board members are so essential for what we do. I mean, because everyone has something to offer. So whether you are a finance person and you have a specific desire or interest in, like, let's say the environment or food security or something like that, you know, you might not know everything about that specific topic or how that organization runs, but you do have something you can give, which is your financial background and advice or your connections.
Yeah.
And so, what this event is for is to we match a handful of nonprofits that are looking for board members, and then we reach out to the community and we try to solicit volunteers to come, people who are interested, and we try to make basically like kind of like dating. We like match them up, and hopefully we create successful matches. And I know out of last year's, Liana can speak more specifically about the details on a fair amount of matches that have been made at a bunch of different nonprofits in the area. So this event, what we're really looking for at this point, we have a lot of people signed up and we have a lot of nonprofits signed up, but it's always hardest for us to reach the individual because our network really is the organizations themselves. And so we're really looking for people who, whether you're retired, whether you're 30 and you've just moved here and you want to get involved, like how you can also create community for yourself by joining one of these organizations. So it's a great way to get involved.
Great.
And that event is happening on Tuesday the 29th at 8:30 in the morning.
What a great venue.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Of a
And
good
it's free.
And it's
There's
free. Oh,
food.
yeah. Should have mentioned
And
that.
there's
There's
food.
food. Yeah, free
Yeah.
and food. Done.
I'll be there with my Tupperware. Make sure you don't sell it all. But no, it's a great venue. Alan Burroughs, I think, hung the moon. He's one he's
He's
a
lovely.
guest, a wonderful guest about Shakespeare and Company. And I would encourage anyone who's listening, go to this event, but don't plan on running out when it ends. Kind of peruse the grounds. They are beautiful.
Yeah,
And
it's a
I will
nice.
tell you, if it's a nice day, you might not want to go back to work, but that's up to you to get sick.
That's true.
Not get sick,
So
really.
we should say that pretty much anyone can serve on a board.
Right.
And it is a volunteer position. Nobody gets paid, but it is a leadership position because the board helps make policy decisions for the nonprofit. So it's if you're in your 30s or 40s, it's a really great leadership professional development opportunity. And Michaela and I had this little chat about how hard it is for her generation. If you're raising children and driving them all over to the place to their games, and you work full time, you
Yeah.
know, and you're maintaining a house, it's really hard to find time to do these kinds of things. But I know that people find it very rewarding.
Yes.
And younger board members, you know, most board members, Bill, are your age or my age. But younger board members have such great perspective, because it's a generational perspective, and they have
Absolutely.
skills that we old folks don't have. So I would really encourage the 30 and 40 something crowd to think about board service. You don't have to have experience. You'll learn it on the job, just like the rest of us did.
Yeah.
And then certainly folks who have just moved here, great way to create community for yourself, full of nice people. And certainly semi-retired and retired folks. And you know, everyone right now may be wondering, what can we do
Right.
in the face
Yeah.
of
Yeah.
administration that's bent on destroying, you know, everything we know as true. And so that this is a good way, you know, be part of a group trying to make something good happen.
Yeah. I've sat on some boards through my lifetime, and you're right. It's also a great way to develop teamwork.
Yeah,
You
totally.
know, and I was very fortunate when I was a mid-level career person. Let me see, that was right after we settled the Mayflower incident. I was on the Berkshire Historical Board, Berkshire County Historical, and I want to tell you that was so rewarding to me to hear. And you learn to compromise, and you learn a lot of skills that you can bring back to work.
Yes, or your, I mean, just your life, you know. I
Yeah.
think it's so wonderful. I mean, there's a lot of people who feel lonely right now and who feel isolated, like Alana was saying, and this is a great way to get people out and to get people, you know,
Exactly.
knowing more people in the community. And like, let's be real, the Berkshires is a tiny place, you know, and if you, and so not only could you be doing good and making yourself feel good and feel part of something, creating change, but also you don't know how that will come back and serve you positively in your own life and career. Like you might meet someone you work with on a board who then calls you and says, "Look, I have this amazing
Yeah,
opportunity for
that's
you."
right.
You know, so you just don't know how that pays itself forward and dominoes. And I think it's people are really hungry to be in community right now. And this is sort of an easy way to do it where you don't necessarily have to come in and, like Liana was saying, know all the answers, but there is something in place for you, and hopefully a board will welcome you on and help support you and then helps feed to your strengths and like let you contribute, which would be really, which is the whole point.
And I think if you join a board, I don't care if it's for food or care or housing or what, any not-for-profit board, you'll be a better person.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I'm old and cranky, and Leanne will testify to that. But I still have, when I see these uneducated, uninformed people who are putting down not-for-profits, it kind of bugs me. I worked back, not to take your time, but when Super Walmart was going to build where the GE is now in Pittsfield, or was, I should say. And I was devastated when I brought them on and they made the comment, well, there's a food desert in that part of the city. And I'm, what? What? Food desert. But you know what? They were right. There were convenience stores, but a can of soup, you could add a meal. And some of them now are gone. So as we approach this, people, when you sit on a board, I don't want to get biblical, but for whatever you do for the least of mine, you do for me. Boy, I'll tell you, today in this world, there's a lot of people who need, and I will cheer this one, all the people in the veterans pantries for veterans. Those people, thank you for that. I am a veteran. I've been very fortunate. But some of my brothers and sisters haven't been. And thank you for all those people who go out to food pantries, whether they're veterans or they just need, ready, food. You would think in America, in Berkshire
Yes.
County,
Yeah.
who would need food? You'd be surprised. As
Oh,
a
yeah.
cop, I can tell you.
Yeah,
You'd
we just saw a statistic this
be
morning that was like 44% of the
surprised.
county
Wow.
at some point can be food insecure. And I think that that's, you know, it's really what exactly what you're saying. And it goes all the way from things that feel very dire and real,
Right.
like food insecurity and you know, housing is a huge issue. But also we when we talk about the arts and we talk about like those
Yeah.
are the things in a free civil society that you need and that you fight for and that like aren't luxuries. They reflect back to us who we are.
Yeah.
And so all of those things right now are being challenged.
Yeah.
And we do feel powerless sometimes. So this is something that you could do on a Tuesday morning, just meeting a bunch of people and getting out of your house to make you feel like you could be part of something and then see what comes of it. So we hope people will join us.
So, but again, that's the 29th at Shakespeare and Company. There will be munchies.
That's right.
So please attend it. You don't have to sign up for any boards. Go listen, decide, discern, and do these things because the more people we get involved with the issues confronting us. It's nice to stay at home, shut the TV off, listen to music, and not worry about the world. But I'm of a different elk. I have to worry about the world because I'm in the world and I have grandchildren in the world. So there you go. So now shifting, this one fascinated me. I don't care, either one of you can take this. Shifting the focus of your grants from social to economic impact. That April the 28th.
Oh, so we have
GrantStation,
this wonderful resource called GrantStation, which is a grant database. And the president of GrantStation has taken to doing these very short webinars for people. And she really picks apart every facet of grant writing, grant research, grant reporting. And she shares her knowledge, her vast knowledge, with people in
How
what
about?
I find very clever short segments. The webinars are 45 minutes long.
Okay.
And they're every other Tuesday at 2 o'clock, and they're very reasonably priced. We offer packs of six webinars for $60, so it's literally $10 a webinar.
Wow.
And they're
That's
live,
cheap.
but they're also recorded, which
Oh.
means if you sign up for all six and you can't make two of them, that's okay because you'll get the recording. And so these webinars are targeted to people in nonprofits who may be first-time grant writers or maybe even experienced grant writers who are looking to get a little better, to develop themselves professionally, to maybe get some advice from someone who doesn't live around here, but their world is grants. That's what they
Right.
do. And so the presenter's name is Alice Runke. She's great. And I think her offering is really timely. She's been doing this for about a year and a half now. And, nonprofits post-COVID are needing to apply for more grants, right?
Yeah.
Because the need increased across a number of
Yep.
things. And there's no more ARPA funding or, special government funding. So everyone has to get better at fundraising, and grants are part of that. And so this series that we offer, you can go right to the homepage of our website, npcberkshires.org, and you can see the calendar of all
Yeah.
the workshops. And the first one already happened, but it doesn't matter because the recording's already out. So you can still sign up for the package of six, and you can just watch the first one at your leisure. So
Wow.
this, we do a lot of professional development in the fundraising area, as you can imagine, that's probably top priority. Board development is also really important because it's tied to fundraising. But you will see when you go to our little calendar or to our homepage, there's a lot of focus on what it takes to sustain an organization, right?
Yeah. And I mean, in today's day and age, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but boy, you better have sharp skates on because it's a tough, there's a lot of broken ice, if you know what I mean. And if you can connect, and if you are a not for profit right now, hearing or watching this program, you need to connect with the not for profit center of the Berkshires in Liana because their educational career development, professional development, whatever term you want to use, is second to none. You could go, and I don't want to put down colleges, but you go for some of the, think of these seminars, a webinar, you watch it whenever you want, when it's convenient for you to take as many. Oh, I didn't hear that. You rewind it. I mean, I know I get off on a tangent here, but I really want people to become involved with this group because this group feeds so many other groups in a so such a positive way. You know,
It
I'm
really is
like a
true. And
negative.
it's funny too, because we also have to fundraise for ourselves too.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
we learn as we are promoting these events and these webinars
Yeah.
too. It's also really healthy for us to be like, oh yeah, that is a good point. We should, So it all kind of like feeds each other,
And
which
we
is
have empathy. because
Well,
we're a small nonprofit, and so we know we intimately what other nonprofits need. And chances are we've done the research and can connect people, nonprofits to resources. And what I love about the questions that come in to me via email mostly, sometimes phone calls, are when people ask questions where I don't have the answer, because then I have to draw on all my connections and
No.
resources and books and online, whatever I've got to find the answer. And then I'm that much smarter, half an hour later. So I might share that information. And then the next time someone calls and says, "Do you know anything about dissolution of a nonprofit?" I can say, "As a matter of fact, I now have a whole folder full of stuff for you." So I really enjoy learning all the time and sharing that information. And frankly, it just saves people time, right? Because if you don't have to spend half an hour researching, if I'm doing it for
Right,
you,
right.
I'm getting smarter and I'm sharing it with you. And I just saved a busy executive director half an hour or more, and connected them perhaps to a lawyer that specializes in nonprofit, or the whole they get the whole package when they call, even with just one simple question. So and it's fun for us to keep learning as well. And some of the information that we have to research, we can use ourselves.
Oh, cool.
And
Yeah,
we sit, we actually
I
attend
find
almost
that
every meeting.
myself. I've been around a long time, but I just read something this morning that said, oh, now I'm smarter for knowing that. Speaking of being smarter, if I don't take a break, they'll put me in a closet again. It gets nasty in it. All right, we'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are also simulcasting at 88.1 in Southern Berkshire. So, people in Southern Berkshire, you didn't know that now. Oh, yeah, we're way down there. See that? In fact, though, I have a little problem maneuvering, and I'll tell you about that when we come back. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. 88.1 FM, Southern Berkshire. We're there. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back. I am here today with two ladies that I have the utmost respect for. One I've known for a while, Liana Tuscany. I love her. I just love doing that. And she is the executive director of the Not-for-Profit Center of the Berkshires. And she is giving one of the nicest, most giving persons I know. And she doesn't hold back. And I think the world, I'd have her on twice a month if I could. I got an announcement at the end to fill you both in. And now with me, someone who's named after my niece, well, her first name, Michaela.
That's right.
Her last name is Donovan, my niece's sources. But we're here today. We're talking about a lot that's going on at the not-for-profit center of the Berkshires. These people are doing all kinds. A recap. On 8:30 on April 29th, at Shakespeare and Company. They're having meet for not profit information. I'll get this out. Don't worry, Michaela. Don't
get on board.
Yeah, get on board. Yeah, get on board. My brain, that train left the station a long time ago.
It's okay. It's okay.
Go ahead.
It's a coffee networking event.
Thank you.
So we can introduce people from the community to nonprofits who need board members. How's that? We've had many months to practice that.
Much better than I was doing. But then also coming up, something I really would like to see people go to, and I'm going to put it on my calendar, and that's next to my salamander, and I hope to get to the 8th annual Berkshire Not-for-Profit Awards, 8:30 a.m. the Country Club of the City, Country Club of Pittsfield, and kind of go into that. That to me, people who do this, they deserve something. And I don't care if it's a gold star. Oh, well, I never got one. The nuns used to put a gold star on your forehead when you did something right. I never got one. But that's all right. I've been scarred for life.
So we do this event annually, the Berkshire Nonprofit Awards. And I'm going to let Michaela describe it because...
Yeah, because...
My cold is... Yeah.
Oh, no.
For those people that don't know... Liana and I are both suffering from colds or allergies or a combination of both.
I know.
So we have
everywhere
invested in the big box of tissues.
Everywhere.
There we are.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're really excited. So this year, well, what happens every year is we solicit nominations for people in the sector who are doing excellent work and are really committed to their cause. Cool. And it runs the gamut of categories. So we have a ton of categories of like executive leadership, board leadership is a category, rock star is a category, unsung hero is a category. We have a youth award. Wow. And the youth award's really wonderful because it also comes with a stipend and that Lee Bank is helping us fund for the student who wins it. And it's really an exciting time for the sector to think about the people in the community who are really committed to the work that they do. And when these nominations come in, and they can come from a variety of people, they are gathered and put together and organized. And then there's a soliciting of judges that happens. So I believe there were 22 of us this year. I served as a judge, and that is such a cool experience. I mean, to be a judge, to get to read all of these categories and to read people singing the praises of, you know, whether it's a coworker or someone that they work for, or is just like such an incredible privilege. To hear what these people are doing, it just makes you feel like, oh my God, I got to do more. Like, I got to volunteer. Like, I got to get my, you know what I mean? Because I like, these people are incredible. And so it's challenging to choose one person. We do have like a sort of, you know, system we come up with, which is equitable. And then we have to ask ourselves, you know, all of the things, are we representing people? And, but it's such an amazing thing. And to then sit with the judges in each category and to talk about all of the people who've been nominated. And then we choose a winner for each category. And then those people are honored at the Nonprofit Awards. So the Berkshire Nonprofit Awards are going to be in May. They are May 20th at 8:30, like you said, at the Pittsfield Country Club. And we do a little breakfast for them. And each person gets to, you know, we have sponsors, wonderful sponsors for the event that you can see on our website.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a nice way to also bring the corporate and business community into what we do. We do that anyway throughout the year because we send a lot of people to different businesses and different nonprofits utilize their services. But it's also such a wonderful coming together of the corporate sector to support the nonprofit sector and to see the crossover where that happens. So that is, so anyone can buy a ticket to that. It's up on our website again, npcberkshires.org, and it's going to be a really wonderful event. We're going to have a professional photographer there taking photos. So we're really excited about it, and we're really excited to honor all of the people that have been selected, which just got announced last week. So
Plus, it's a nice, it's always nice to have a celebration. So, if you read the news, you might get a little depressed, but one day a year, we have a very happy event where we get to honor people. And we've already heard, just in the short time that we've made the announcement, people saying, "Oh, what a great group of people." So these are people who may fly under the radar in some instances, but are also known for their good work in others. And so we're so happy to honor them and make this big fun celebration. It's also probably one of the larger networking events for the nonprofit sector.
Oh, that's great. But everybody gets to meet and catch up. And I think by May the 20th, I'm hoping it won't be as drastic as I'm thinking it will be, but we should have a better feel for a lot. And I'll just leave it at that. But I have to say this for the public, and this is me. Oh, I got to tell you this too. Don't forget, the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way, no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Peter Marchetti in the mayor's office, Peter White in the city council, and or the people that are trying to ski at Basse Terre today with no snow. And I mean that, but we really have to, if you can become a volunteer in any not-for-profit, that you'll be better off and they'll be better off for it. In the Colonial, we have RSVP, we have all kinds of groups. And if you want to start a group, if you're thinking of starting a not-for-profit group, you better call up Liana Tuscany, because otherwise you're going to get so tied up in all kinds of legal fees and filing fees and but I say that I want to just take 1 minute. And now this, Liana, for this, because it's a whole, maybe a whole new audience now, after the break, just do about the webinars, the six webinars, please.
Oh, a little bit of a recap.
Yes, thank you.
So, yeah, we offer both in-person workshops and webinars. And webinars in Berkshire County are pretty practical because you don't have to drive from North Adams to wherever. And we work with an organization called GrantStation to provide short webinars that are really focused on grant writing as an art form.
Yes.
And what's great about them is they're recorded. So if you miss one, you can get the
That's
recording,
great.
all the
Yes.
materials. They're very inexpensive, six webinars for $60. You can't beat that. They take place every other Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They're only 45 minutes long. You can attend live or listen to the recording. And that is right on the homepage of our website. You can click on the calendar, click on any workshop, and then it'll take you where you can buy the bundle. And we get great response from people who have taken these workshops. They love them. And it just fits with their lifestyle, their schedule. They can take that short amount of time to get better at grant writing, which ultimately supports their organization.
Yes. And it truly is a learned skill, a learned trait, to write grants. Some people just bleh. And I will tell you, as a person who used to read grants, if the first six pages are bleh, I'm not going to get to the important stuff. And maybe that's not, I mean, I always did. But it was like by that point in time, everybody's wonderful. You got to tell me how you're wonderful and how you're wonderful.
Good point.
Like I'm wonderful, but Liana's better. She's more.
She's gonna come on here all the time, Bill.
Well, I'm just telling you, I had my hair done for just because I knew Liana was going to be on with fancy hair.
And I put my lipstick on just for Bill.
I know. There you go. Yeah. And, but you know, what's going to be the most in your, Liana, you're truly an expert. And Michaela, you've got background and fun. What's going to be the most challenging for not for profits in the current atmosphere? Mm.
I think certainly the fundraising, the uncertainty of the world affects fundraising directly, and it affects everything else. If you had a strategic plan, you've probably tossed it out the window by now. So uncertainty is not a good thing because you have to continue to offer your programs. You want to plan for growth because there's always more need, and you want to be able to fundraise to support those programs, and all those things are at risk. Mm-hmm. In this kind of environment. And yeah. So, you know, on one hand, it's great to be busy working for a nonprofit because you can not look at the news for a while and just do the good work that and balance, you know, the world, yeah. Right? Yeah. But then, you know, you get home and you read the news and you're like, oh my goodness. So it's going to be really challenging. And I think we already had challenging during COVID.
Yes, we did.
And we were just coming out of it. Everyone had plans for growth. You know, yeah. They made it through. That was a positive thing that people, and they came out stronger, possibly, on the other end, and they were all preparing for growth. There's a million capital campaigns going on right now. People are buying buildings, renovating, expanding, and all of a sudden, that is all in jeopardy. So it is a nerve-wracking time, I think, for nonprofit leaders. Yeah. And at the same time, we're, you know, blessed, in my opinion, to be focused 8 or 10 or 12 hours a day on doing good for other people, because that really does help balance out the negative stuff going on. So, you know, it's the challenge is the uncertainty.
Right. Yeah. And I think we're hearing that from all venues, from the stock market to the business world to the nonprofit world. I mean, it's like being on a canoe going down a fast river. I don't know when I'm going to fall out, but I might fall out now. Yeah. And if you ever see me in a canoe on a fast river, realize I'm...
We'll save you.
No, I've blown a fuse. These organizations serve such a wonderful... All of them serve such wonderful... purposes, humanity. Most of them are humanity. Mm-hmm. Shelter, food, caring, people with special abilities, you know, and if you can be part of that, you're going to be a better person for it. And you know, the other thing too, and I realized this a long time ago, was you can contribute $5 if that's what you can afford. And some guy can give $50,000 because that's what he can afford or she can afford. But that $5 means as much to that organization as the $50.
Definitely.
I mean, I've seen it for real.
Definitely. That's really important. I mean, and we see that in a bunch of capacities, whether it's in the nonprofit sector, you see it in politics, you know, the sort of grassroots feeling of when people care about something. Of course, you want those large donors and you hope you get them. But we have to talk about diversifying revenue streams because we can't count on them, you know,
right.
Because, you know, when things are really good and people have resources, you know, the arts are thriving, but when things get tough, you know, that same donor may take their money and say, we love this organization, but we have to give it to the hospital this year, or we have to give it to the food bank. And that's devastating. For it's wonderful for where it goes, but it also has a huge effect on the organization. So we also try to help organizations in the sector think about what are other revenue streams other than just like handing your hand out to one wealthy donor,
exactly,
and trying to figure out what you already have and already do that you can sort of create a revenue stream with. So there's also that as well.
And I can tell you just from the mail we get. We get, and I'm not going to mention the organization, at least once a week from this organization looking for money. And it's, we like to be philanthropic as much as we can, but we're both, we used to be on fixed incomes, but now, who knows? So if you know of any, really, I don't need a position. I've had those. I need a job. So call me. No. But seriously, folks, what they're saying is if you can give $5 to one or $50 or whatever, maybe if you split that in half, you can do two. And I'm not saying hurt the other guy. I'm saying the more we can help, the more people we can help, the better off the world will be. At least our little part of it, Berkshire County. That lady there with the beautiful hair. I'm a hair freak. She has done so much when starting this not-for-profit center of the Berkshires that I can't say enough good things about her. I kid her all the time, but and I kid her about her workday anytime between 6 and 9. Right, pretty close.
Sounds right.
Yeah, about right. But seriously, that's what it takes sometimes. But these events that are going on from the board meeting on April the 29th, if you can get to that 8:30, it's at Shakespeare. They're going to have some goodies. At least go and listen. Expand your knowledge. I once had a Catholic nun who said, always carry a marker and a pen. Because when you're reading something, you may want to underline it. And never stop learning. That was her thing. Never stop learning. Her name was Sister Barbara Fye. And by the way, that's true with this. You think you know about not-for-profits. Where do you go? I thought I knew until I went to work for one. And then as I said earlier in the show, I walked around like this. Finally, they said, close your mouth, you're catching all our flies. But
Yeah, there's a lot of great people and they're fun. Like, they're really fun, some of these people who run these organizations. I mean, everybody's stressed right now and everyone's
oh, yeah.
working a lot, but like they have like they're joyful and collaborative
That's the
and
other
because
part.
right? Because we have to, everybody in a nonprofit is literally doing two, at least two and a half jobs. That's just the truth. You're taking on a multitude of
Yes.
things and you're wearing a lot of hats. And in good leadership, I believe, if you don't keep it joyful, people really burn out. And we've seen that with COVID. And so then to be also in this kind of moment in time, which is going to heighten the chances of that again. It's really important that we also remind each other to have joy and to take care of each other. And so we're also planning, hopefully, coming up some wellness programs to support nonprofit leaders and staff as well. Because it's not just the leaders in the nonprofit sector, it's the staff underneath them who are carrying a huge load and really, and some do it without acknowledgement. And so to really be able to also support them and to say, like, you have to take time for yourself to make sure that you have joy so that you can go back to work and kind of fight the battles that need to be fought.
And thank you, both of you, for coming on this show, putting up with my malarkey, as my Irish mother would say. She had another favorite one for me, Willie boy. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, and you're the lead paver. Best one was this. Keep this in a bag. The good Lord gave you two ears, one mouth. Think about it.
Good advice.
Yeah. Please support their efforts, their endeavors. You can find out more by calling. Go ahead and give your phone numbers if
Yeah,
you want.
so yeah, you can call the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires, or NPC, as we call it for short, at 413-441-9542, or go to the website, which is npcberkshires.org. There's a ton of information on the website, npcberkshires.org.
And again, I will say to you, again, I'm letting the word get out a little bit. I will be cutting back only 1 or 2 days a week. In case you didn't recognize, I'm not getting younger. Right now, I've got some issues, health issues going on. A gift from my government, for a gift of being exposed to Agent Orange. Mm-hmm. So I've got to kind of slow up, boys and girls. And I've loved every 1 minute. I never expected to be on this long. When we moved the station from Taconic to PCTV Studios, it's been a joy. And I'll still be on a couple days a week for as long as I can. Hold up 1 minute, kids. One last thing before I go, before you go, before everybody goes. An afternoon of golf, Soldier On, another not-for-profit. Friday, May the 23rd, it's going to be at out in Worthington, the links at Worthington. And if you can go there, please support Soldier On. It's near and dear to my heart. I've been lucky. Some of those guys have had and gals have had some rough road to hoe. Also, St. Mary's Bingo. I would like to say that they will be on May the 10th. So St. Mary's Bingo, and it's a wonderful organization that supports St. Mary's School. With that, my good friends, thank you for your time. Please stay in touch, and don't be surprised. Free meals, I'm usually available.
Excellent.
So. And that backpack is only Tupperware, so don't panic. as I say every time, and I know it offends some people, but this is my beliefs. God bless. And take care of each other. Lift somebody's burden today. Make them smile. Give them a call. Do something nice for somebody. We're all in this together. We need each other. Believe me, we really do. Bye, kids. Liana. Don't take this as a threat. I'll be catching up with you.
Thank
you,
so
kids.
Much,
bye bye. Thanks. Best of everything. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.